The Pan Am Southern train was traveling west from Ayer, Massachusetts, when it struck a pedestrian near the intersection of Railroad Street and Vial Avenue. Authorities were at the scene Wednesday morning beside the City Public Works building. Mechanicville Police Chief Joe Waldron.
At approximately 5 a.m. this morning, the Mechanicville Police Department received a call from the railroad reporting that a train may have struck a person. Mechanicville Police responded, and we did confirm that a person was struck by the train.
Mechanicville Police were investigating, along with assistance from Railroad Police and the Saratoga County Sheriff's Office. An accident reconstruction was being performed. Again, Chief Waldron.
What basically occurs is we have a total station here, which basically, you know, memorializes everything the way it was, and then really identifies for us everything that has taken place. So it's a great tool for us. It's a one piece of tool, but it's an excellent one. And that's why we're taking the time to make sure we do this and get it done.
The body was underneath the second engine of the train and was only identified as a white male. The train was at least 100 cars long and blocked off the Vial Avenue intersection in Mechanicville Wednesday morning. The train stretched across a railroad bridge into neighboring Scaghtikoke in Rensselaer County. According to Mechanicville Police, the Vial Avenue crossing was later reopened to vehicle traffic. Authorities with Saratoga and Rensselaer counties said there were no crossings reported blocked as of Wednesday afternoon. None of the train cars derailed and nobody on board was injured. As of press time, authorities were still at the scene. Plenty was still unclear Wednesday afternoon, including whether the accident was a suicide, the speed of the train, and the name of the victim. Saratoga County Coroner Tom Salvador said once the body is removed, an autopsy will be performed at Saratoga Hospital.
We'll remove him to Saratoga Hospital to do a postmortem exam on him tomorrow.
Cynthia Scarano, Executive Vice President at Pan Am Railways, said the matter is still under investigation. Reporting from Mechanicville, I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.